I've said it over and over again. Together, we're making a difference. Prepare to be encouraged today as we partner together for the gospel.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown. I am super delighted to be with you today. And for the next 7 days, we're going to be doing something very, very special on these broadcasts. We're going to share encouragement with you, testimonies with you, some of the fruit of this ministry so you can hear it with your own ears firsthand. All of you who pray for us, all of you who support us, be encouraged because this is a joint work and we want to give you an opportunity and the special share-a-thon that we'll be having throughout the rest of this week and the first 2 days of the next week. We want to give you an opportunity to partner with you. We want to put a special gift into your hands through this week. Let me say it again, together we're making a difference. You know, friends, we can use the phrase lightly from the book of Esther for such a time as this, but I have no question whatsoever that this radio broadcast, The Line of Fire, has been raised up by God for such a time as this. I'm looking at a stack of notes and words of encouragement that have been sent our way, and the one right on the top of the page says, "Thank the Lord for a Dr. Brown in times like this." Another, "Thank you for holding your standard when others don't." Another, "Thanks so much for all your resources and constantly producing audio, video, and articles. I'm glued to your work every day." Another, "The world is so blessed to have you. Keep up all the hard work." Words of encouragement, one after another, that are saying, "Mike, we appreciate you and your team being on the front lines." Just the other day, I met a neighbor, and he said, "You're Mike Brown." I said, "Yes." He goes, "Your articles." He said, "Thank you for articulating what I want to say." He said, "My wife and I get them on our Facebook feed." And he said, "Now I know how to pray for you." I said, "Yeah, we're on the front lines. The resistance is intense. The challenges are intense. But the biggest thing of all is we can't do this alone. As I speak to you right now by radio, you may be listening live on your radio station. You may be listening delayed by podcast. You may be listening online. We can't do this alone. This is a joint effort, and we need your support. This is one of the most critical, important times in our ministry right now. We have never had more open doors set before us, and yet the pressures and needs have never been greater. Will you partner together with us for your gift of any size? All through this week and the beginning of next week, I want to send you as my thank you gift an amazing little mini book, The Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. It distills decades of research and writing I've done into one amazing little book, Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah, great for you to read and to give to a Jewish friend. It's my way of saying thank you for your gift of any size. Every dime will go to pay our radio bills and to amplify my voice on radio and online. Not a dime will go into my pocket, into our staff's pockets. 100% of this is going to go so that you can stand with me literally and say, "Mike, we want to help amplify your voice. We want to stand with you and partner with you." Your gift of any size, if you can give $50 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, every dime will be used for the furtherance of this gospel message. Call now, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. Or just go to the website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on Donate. We will automatically send you the thank you gift with your gift of any size. Partner with us. If we've been a blessing to you, this is your time to say thank you in a tangible way. I'll say it again. Together, we're making a difference. Some great testimonies when we come back right here on The Line of Fire. Give up.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I want to thank you for telling the truth and just being the moral compass for us, and especially in the New England area. You know, we don't hear a lot of what's going on on network TV and a lot of things, and even I don't have cable, but on network TV, we don't hear that. And I want to thank you because I listen to you every day, and I'm more encouraged, and I feel that I'm really getting the truth. And my other thing I want to say is that I also made a modest donation, and I encourage the listening audience out there to support this ministry, even if it's a little bit. Every little bit, tiny tad counts, because if he can't stay on the air, we're not going to hear the truth. So that's what I wanted to say today, and thank you, and just to encourage you in what you're doing.
Boy, those words are very, very encouraging, and they mean the world to me. For someone to say that I serve as a moral compass in their lives, you know how seriously I take that before the Lord? You know how seriously we take this radio broadcast and the articles and the videos that we produce? We do it so that we can be sons of Issachar in this generation, understanding the times and knowing what Israel should do. And thank you for encouraging others to give. Friends, we are on the air because of your support. Without your support, we would not be on the air. We would not be producing these broadcasts. For the next 7 days, the rest of this week and the beginning of next week, we are going to be encouraging you with amazing testimonies, with wonderful words. Some of them, you'll be in tears listening, tears of joy and amazed at what you actually hear. But this is a joint effort. So partner together with us. We are making an amazing difference in many lives, and I want to bring you into a call. This is real life impact. Listen to this. Let's go to Duquesne, Utah. Andy, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
You're very welcome.
I am just rejoicing after this weekend, and I have to thank you because I was introduced to your ministry about 2.5 years ago when I came to Christ, and you've been such a solid voice for truth, and I just want to thank you so much. And I want to tell you that I bought your book, Can You Be Gay and Christian? About a year ago. My sister has been gay for a few years, my twin sister. And both of us, we grew up in a Christian church, in a Baptist church, and we were both raised, you know, with godly morals and values. But then once we went to college, all of that was sort of tossed to the wind. It was never anything that impressed upon us more than like an intellectual acknowledgement of, you know, Jesus Christ. We never pursued a personal relationship with him. And so neither of us were saved, and I got saved about 2.5 years ago, and then I bought your book hoping to get some answers because I still didn't know if she could be gay and Christian. I didn't know. And I read it, and it, first of all, thank you so much for the love that you have for that community. It's easy to be critical of them if you don't know anyone personally, but like, this is my twin sister, and I longed for her to know Christ in the way that I did, and I just appreciate so much your tone when talking with these people, the way that you love them, even when you're presenting the truth before them. And I read your book, and I was excited about it because not only did it present the truth in a way that was clearly God's word, but in a way that was not offensive or condemning to them. And I felt more empowered to talk to her about it. And long story short, that opportunity didn't ever present itself, really. Her and I live in Utah, and she lives in Minnesota. And we rarely saw each other. We rarely even talked to each other. And last Sunday, I guess two Sundays ago, July 12th, she sent me a text message asking about some wedding dates because she was going to marry her fiance this fall, and she was making sure some dates were okay for me to be able to come. And I had been dreading this. I knew it was coming because she had been engaged for a few months. And I didn't know how to answer her. I knew I could not come and support her because God does not see it as a marriage. And I knew it was now or never, so to speak, to like mm-hmm. tell her about the gospel. And so me and other people in my life, other Christians, we began praying for her that day. And I've been praying for her for months. And God had laid a special burden on my heart for her. And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And Wednesday night, she called me. And I knew I hadn't replied to her text message. And so I knew she was calling me to find out when I could come to the wedding. And I talked to her and I told her exactly what I believed. And I told her that despite the fact that I love her with all my heart, I love Jesus more. Mm. And I was going to have to hold on to his love. And I could not go to something that he hated. And I was afraid, Dr. Brown, because I didn't want to lose my sister or to have her reject me and just, you know, never talk to me again. But the most amazing thing happened, and she started asking more questions. And it was because of your book that I was able to answer them. And I have no idea how I even recalled half the answers, you know, because it was a while ago when I had read your book. But God, the Holy Spirit led me, and I knew exactly how to answer each question. And I prayed with her at the end of the phone conversation. And I hung up the phone, and my husband and we lifted her up in prayer for quite a few hours after we got done talking to her. And the next morning we were up early and we were praying. We usually get up early and have devotions in the morning, and we were praying. And as we're praying, my phone rings, but it's in the other room. So I just let it ring. And then we ended the prayer, and I went into the room and I got my phone, and it was my sister. And this is at like 7 o'clock in the morning, our time. So it was even still only 8 o'clock her time. And I picked up the phone and I called her, and she said that the Holy Spirit had talked to her when she had gone over some passages that you had pointed out in your book that I referenced and showed to her. And she knew now that her lifestyle was sin.
Wow.
She was convicted of it, and she has given her life to Christ.
And she was.
She was on the phone with me, and she's like, Andy, I'm scared. I don't know what to do because all of my friends are gay. I'm living with my girlfriend. I don't know what to do. Can you come here and help me and just counsel me? And so I got on a plane.
All right, I've got to jump in here. We're going to play the rest of that call in the next segment as Andy gets on a plane to be with her sister. I've got to tell you, one of the most amazing calls we got was a few months after that when Andy called together with her sister. Oh, yeah, this is God's amazing grace. This is the power of the gospel. And this is the difference that we're making in many, many lives as we partner together. Friends, in order for us to continue broadcasting on the air, we do need your help. We do not have individuals underwriting us who are massively wealthy and are covering all of this. This is a joint effort, and that's the way it should be. Everybody participating together. So I want to invite you now, pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. Your gift of any size, I want to send you an appreciation, my mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. It brings together literally decades of research and study I've done into a fascinating little book, Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. Great for you to read, great to give to a Jewish person. But above all, you get to partner together in touching people like Andy and her sister. And as you amplify my voice, I can speak to more and more people through the airwaves, through the podcast, through our internet broadcast, through our videos, through our articles. Go to Ask Dr. Brown if you'd like to give online, askdrbrown.org. And we shared some major needs last year with our listening audience. Someone wrote to me and said, thank you for allowing me to participate and help. Your gift of any size, pray, be as generous as you can, but we do need to hear from you this week. AskDrBrown.org, click on donate, or call 1-800-278-9978. We come back, you're going to hear the rest of this amazing call from Andy, and you will be rejoicing, as I was, to the point of tears at the goodness of the Lord.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, I want to go back to the rest of this call. If you're just tuning in, this is a caller, Andy. Her sister was living a lesbian lifestyle for several years, was about to, quote, get married to her partner. Andy shared the gospel with her. The results were dramatic. Let's go back to the rest of this call. So yeah. This is remarkable. Not only has she come out as lesbian, but she's been engaged for a few years and is, quote, about to get married. So you're talking deeply involved. Did you sense that there had been some uncertainty under the surface for a while, or was it simply that the Holy Spirit got hold of her after all these months of prayer?
Well, I went to visit my, because I'm sort of off in Utah by myself with my husband and our children. So the rest of my family is back in Minnesota. And about a month and a half ago, I went up to Minnesota and visited with all of my family, and she was there. And I had gone into that trip knowing that I might have a chance to speak with her. And so I prayed and I prepared as much as I could spiritually for that. And I went in there, and her and I did get a chance to talk. And I shared my testimony with her and her girlfriend, who is standing right there, or fiancé, I should say, ex-fiancé now. But... but they were both standing there, and as I was explaining this experience and the way that God has transformed my life, I could see that, and from the things that she asked me and the things that she said, like, she longed for that. I could sense that there was a hunger there for God, but I don't think she knew exactly how to go about finding God. And she was still held captive in this lifestyle that she had lived for so long. And I didn't even address her homosexuality specifically at that time.
The issue is her relationship with God.
Exactly. And I told her that, you know, when we come to God, we can't hold on to these things that have been our identity. I didn't say her homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And another sister of mine was standing there too, so I was speaking to her as well. And I told her, it's just about Jesus, and he will give you a new heart, and he will give you a new mind, and he will give you new desires and new things that you love. And I kind of left it at that. And so when I had gotten the text of her wanting to set a wedding date, I guess I felt just devastated, just really crushed in my spirit. And I prayed to God. I said, God, I don't want to have to answer this question right now. I don't feel prepared to deal with this right now. And so when she had told me on Wednesday night that she was questioning it, you know, there was like a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
And I just reached up in prayer. We prayed for hours and the next morning. And when she called me the next day, it was like the greatest answer to prayer I have ever seen happen in my life. And I was rejoicing. And, you know, I flew up there to be with her over the weekend, and I found the Holy Spirit just pouring himself down upon her, and she was searching the scriptures. She was talking with her ex-fiancé about her experience and the truth, and I, you know, I was worried going into it that she wouldn't see, I guess, you know, like they're living together. Obviously, there's temptation there. All of her friends, they're gay. There's temptation that would be all around her. And I was afraid that I would go in there and find that those things she didn't really want to give up or put to an end. But I found the opposite. I sat there as she was telling me, like, her plan and what God is telling her to do. And she was talking about how excited she was to speak with those in her life who are gay, you know, those people that, whether they're looking for God or not, those people that are just finding the lifestyle to be empty, you know, who are struggling in their lives and whoever. She was just, I talked to her actually yesterday, and she's just on fire. She's like, Andy, I can't put the Bible down. I'm reading it and I can't stop. And all I want to do is learn who this God is and who Jesus is and be able to talk to people about it. And I want to talk to them now, but I feel like I don't know anything about the Bible. So I want to just read it and discover and learn. And I'm just, you know, as she's telling me this, I can't help but rejoice and think, my word, like, God is going to use her, and he is going to use this testimony. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Brown, because there are few voices in the Christian world that can walk that line between love and, you know, love with lies and love with truth. Like, there is love in sharing the truth of the gospel, even if it's not necessarily what they want to hear. Like, that is what is going to set them free. And I just thank you for your book. I thank you for not slandering the gay community and just reaching out to them in love, because it really encouraged me to do the same with her. And I, like, even now, I'm so emotional about it. I can't even believe that this great God would take something that seems so hopeless and just make the impossible happen. And I'm praising him, and I just want you to know that what you are doing is making a difference in a profound way. And I want all your listeners to know that if they have friends or family, you know, twin sisters, whoever, who are struggling with homosexuality, that is not what God intended. He wants us to be free, and he can free the captive. He can do it. And even when it seems hopeless, prayer goes a long, long way, and he will find those lost souls.
All right, well, you've heard it for yourself. An amazing story, a wonderful call, part of the fruit of this broadcast. And how amazing, a few months later, when they both call, Andy and her sister, to share what the Lord is doing. And best of all, you have played a role in that by praying for us and giving. If you can stand with us, a gift of any size, large or small, if we've been a blessing to you, stand with us at a critical time. Be a blessing to us. Call now, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Or go to Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click donate. My gift to you, your gift of any size, a special mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. Please do stand with us today as we together are making an amazing difference.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I'm looking at a wonderful testimony that was sent to us by a young woman from Singapore. I got to meet her face-to-face, and she gave me one of the most wonderful letters I've ever received in my life. This is what she said months before I actually met her. Dear Dr. Brown, I watched your Q&A on the issue of homosexuality through Pure Passion Ministries. It was one of the videos that has helped me greatly through my healing process after cutting myself off from what hopefully will be my last destructive relationship. I would just like to express my personal thanks to you here. Thank you for being such an inspiring Christian, and thank you for helping me in my healing process and for being one of those people who has lovingly pointed me to the Savior. I've been reading and studying the Word of God more than I ever thought I would. Thank you also for teaching me that it is possible to speak the truth in love. I struggled a lot with lying in past destructive relationships because I only knew how to love by telling people what they wanted to hear. Now I know that love without truth isn't love at all. Keep going in the Lord's service. This young woman came out of years of lesbianism and found freedom in Jesus, and we were able to play a direct role in this. I'm looking at a review posted by a reader of one of my books who said, "Truly without words, I'm gay and in desperate need of Jesus. This book gave me the direction I need for my desire to be in Christ." All this week, we are playing special testimonies for you, amazing audio clips from recent months and years on the Line of Fire broadcast, sharing letters with you that have been written by our listeners and readers. And friends, together, we're making a difference. But this is a joint effort. When you go to a restaurant, at the end of the meal, you're given a bill and you pay naturally. When you go to the grocery store, on the way out, you check out all your goods and you pay. Of course, it's a partnership. They provide certain services and you pay for those. You go to the dentist or the doctor, the same thing. If you're a member of a local church and you're committed there, you give out of your own resources and time. As you're blessed, you give back. We're asking you to partner with us and stand with us because we can't do this on our own. And we know that some of you listening have been regular listeners for years to this broadcast, some just recent days, but some have been listening for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and you've been blessed and you pray for us, but it's never dawned on you to help us financially. If you could, every dime that comes in, God is my witness, every dime is going to pay these radio bills. It's not going to pad anyone's salary. It's not going even to meet the most basic needs outside of these radio bills, the money that is needed to produce these broadcasts on radio, podcast, internet. Thank you for standing with us. You say, I don't have a lot. Hey, everybody doing their part. Every need we have will be met. Our Heavenly Father knows these needs, and just like Moses in the Bible and Paul in the Bible shared their needs, and the Israelites and the church responded, we ask you to respond as your heart prompts you. And your gift of any size, some of you are able to give large sums, and that would help tremendously because we have large radio bills. Many of you don't. Most of my life in the Lord, I've not had much extra money. But everyone that gives, everyone that participates makes a massive difference. And as we do, the Lord honors that. You say, how? You get treasure in heaven. You get the joy of knowing that every life I touch, you touch also. We touch them together. And the Lord will see to it that your needs are met in so many different ways as we honor him from our first fruits, as we honor him for our increase, as we stand together in partnership for the gospel. We come back, I'm going to play, if you heard the first half hour, you're going to hear something even more amazing, the second part of an amazing story. So stand with us. Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. My gift of appreciation, the mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. Go online, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Again, your gift of any size at a timely moment in our history.
Change the world. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, on this very, very special Share-a-thon week, I want you to hear an amazing call. Sit back, enjoy this, be blessed, and be encouraged. This is the fruit of The Line of Fire.
I just wanted to call you. My sister, the one who came out of homosexuality, Amanda,
She was about to get married, right? She was about to get married to her lesbian partner.
She was about to get married, yep. And she sort of had, I guess, almost like a Damascus Road type conversion. I mean, I know I told you then, like, she was just on fire for God. And I think that was only a couple of weeks after all of that had happened. And she's here now. And I thought it would be really cool to call you. And she's on the phone, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
To give you an update about everything that God is doing.
All right. So tell you what, just for the benefit of folks tuning in right now, I got a call. Got a call here, and this gracious woman told me about what happened with her sister. That the caller had been in sin herself, had been in the world, had saved, now married. He read my book, Can You Be Gay and Christian? Somehow digested a lot of the material and the spirit of it to walk in love. Her sister was, quote, getting married to her lesbian partner. And our caller kept putting things off. And when she was given dates for the wedding, she was going to say she couldn't come. So she and her husband had just finished an intense season of prayer during which her sister had contacted her again, like, hey, I need to hear from you so we can fix the date for the wedding. And she shared the gospel with her, shared where she stood and why she couldn't come to the wedding, waiting to be rejected. Instead, found that her sister was under conviction, went out to be with her sister, flew across the country to be with her sister, who was still with her lesbian partner there. Her sister came under conviction, was born again, broke off the relationship. And that's the last I heard. So I'm speaking to Andy
and Amanda.
Amanda, how wonderful to hear from you directly. Tell me what happened in your life and what's going on.
Well, basically, my life has been flipped upside down and inside out, as we could all expect, I guess. But God has been incredibly wonderful and has just blessed me and my family, and this whole journey has just been incredible. And I can't thank you enough for giving my sister words or confidence to talk to me and kind of stand up for the Lord. And yeah, I mean, I guess right now I'm kind of working on leaving everything behind. I mean, I was with my partner for over 2 years, and you know, like, you know, we were set to get married, so it's kind of, you know, been a process of splitting everything and doing all that. But
yeah,
we were working on a ministry, a music ministry, and my sister and I, and I hope to be a blessing and that God can work through us in that way.
Well, Amanda, I'm so thrilled to hear what God did in your life. Just to give him glory and to encourage others who are listening, who might be in the same situation you were, or who might have family members who are struggling in these ways. And how long did you consider yourself to be a lesbian?
Probably about 4 years.
4 years. So before that, were you confused?
And when I officially came out, I guess.
You officially came out.
As a lesbian.
All right. And before that, were you unclear about your sexuality, or do you feel that you were suppressing lesbian feelings? How did you view it yourself?
I felt like I was suppressing, and, you know, I grew up in the Christian church and in that. So I thought, you know, that can't be me. Like, that's not possible. It's a choice. And then it just got to the point where I couldn't overcome it. I couldn't deny it anymore. And then, you know, when I finally, like, came out, I felt like I'd finally realized who I was and was able to, you know, like, be where I was supposed to be. But that, you know, looking back, that's not anywhere near, you know, I am who I am through God and through God alone. So it's quite different.
So Amanda, when you spoke to Andy on the phone and she said she couldn't come to the wedding and she began to tell you why and give you scripture, what was going on inside of you?
I was devastated. I guess God had to be working within me prior to that conversation. And that was kind of just that last straw. Mm-hmm. And then I found myself, like, reevaluating everything.
Yeah.
And that it was kind of like a wake-up call, like, do you really want to do this? Is this really, you know, I felt like I was choosing, I mean, prior to even, you know, like when I initially came out, I felt like I had already processed, like, can I be gay and can I be a Christian?
Right.
And it's true when the Bible tells us that we will find people to tell us what we want to hear, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. pull it from the Bible so that we believe it's from the Bible. And, you know, that's what I did. So I felt like, you know, years ago I had already kind of been through this, and here I was again, like, asking myself that same question. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that, like, I either was going to choose a life of homosexuality and go down the same path
yeah.
and deny God, or I was going to stop and turn around and go the other direction. And, I mean, there was so many complications with, you know, that type of decision, but it was yeah. it was simple. You know, I spent time in prayer, and for the first time, I actually, like, went to the Bible myself.
Wow.
After praying and just pleading with God to show me what I want to, you know, like, I'm willing to drop everything. You know, and it's like when you become a true Christian, because like I said, I grew up in the Christian church. I knew about God. I knew about Jesus. I knew about the gospel. But it had never really become true or real for me. And it's like when you become a true Christian, your entire perspective is flipped upside down. It's like the yeah. way the world thinks is completely opposite the way Christ teaches
yes.
us
yes.
Through his word. So, you know, money doesn't matter. Status doesn't matter. Friends don't matter. I mean, you know, to some extent, family doesn't matter. Like, the only thing that matters is Jesus Christ and God's will for my life. And I knew that, like, if I was going to leave homosexuality, everything was going to be dedicated to God, because I felt like I lost everything. And I did. I mean, I lost everything, and I'm so thankful for that. It's just incredible what he has been able to build up once I let go of everything I was holding on to. And my view of homosexuality now is just, like, I was being selfish. Like, I thought that my sexual desires was the most important thing about me, and it defined me, but it didn't.
Amanda, and then I want to go back to Andy in a moment, but Amanda, when you went to tell your partner what happened, can you describe what you were feeling and what actually transpired?
I was feeling every single emotion imaginable at that time. I didn't know how she was going to act. I was afraid, but I was excited at the same time, because it was literally the first step. Like, it was me taking that step in faith and to begin my journey with the Lord. And my partner, the situation could have been extremely difficult, but my partner at the time actually made it much easier. She was completely supportive of whatever decision I felt like I needed to make.
Really?
And I couldn't have asked for anything more. I know that even if she wasn't supportive, the way I was expecting it to go was quite the opposite that it went, but I knew that even though the situation would have or could have been worse, the end result would have been the same. But it was pretty incredible to have that support, because it definitely made it a much smoother transition.
And
we're still friends today.
I just want to address something, because some people, because they know that homosexual practice is wrong and detestable in God's sight, they know that God didn't design men to be with men and women to be with women, they know all that, they have a hard time understanding that there can be genuine, caring relationships, and that you really want to spend the rest of your life with someone, and even though it's absolutely not what God intended. In other words, yeah, you have the stuff that goes on at a gay pride event where, you know, maybe you've got some float with some guy in his underwear gyrating or something like that. But from your perspective, were you looking at this like, here's a woman I love that I want to spend the rest of my life? That's how she looked at you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was like two souls, you know. We never really looked at gender. You know, that's kind of how it was for us.
Right, and the church needs to understand,
you know,
like
that. Like a man separating with a woman.
Right. The church needs to understand that.
Coming out of that lifestyle and people telling me that it was wrong even before I made that decision, I know what that felt like.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing where people identify you as a gay person or whatever,
right.
You know, like, or the church looks at you as a gay individual mm-hmm. instead of looking at you as an individual in need of salvation,
right.
And in need of love and kindness, which I think that your book really portrays that. But I want to be that light for my friends and, you know, especially the ones in the gay lifestyle still, you know, and everyone is going to need to make that decision on their own. We can't, you know, shove it down their throat
mm-hmm.
or, you know, sometimes we risk pushing them further and further away from truth, you know. So God will work with each individual, you know, as he sees fit. And it's our responsibility as Christians to be that light and be that love for anybody, whether gay or straight. We shouldn't be identifying people as gay or straight. You know, we, they're souls, and that's how God sees us.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So how about this Pastor Michael Brown? Pastor Brown, if you're here tonight, know this. We are not afraid to take you on and take back the conversation about religion and faith in this country.
That was the voice of Joe Solomonese, former president of the Human Rights Campaign. That was in 2007 that he called me out at their annual fundraising event in the Carolinas, called me out and challenged me. Why? Because we had done a lecture series on homosexuality, the church, and society, and called out the Human Rights Campaign. They ignored us. They gave us not even the time of day. And after our lecture series, he then calls me out in front of, 1,500 people at their banquet, challenging me. These are the folks driving the hostility towards North Carolina. These are the folks driving the bathroom bills nationally and taking away the privacy of our women and children. We have been on their radar for years now, friends. This is because we're making a difference in many lives and because people like Andy and her sister, you hear them on the phone, you've heard them speaking, they are being touched by this ministry, and that's why there is so much opposition. All right, I want to go back so you can hear the rest of this phone call. Andy and her sister, amazing testimony of salvation. I got online after they were on the phone, and I watched them worshiping and singing praises to the Lord together. What an amazing story.
He is so fulfilling. He fulfills every need that we could possibly have. Another common question I get is, so you're just going to, you know, start dating men? And it's like, no, my identity is not in who I date or, right. you know, whether I'm going to date somebody or whether I'm going to get married in the future. My identity is with God, and whatever it is he
yes.
has planned for me, that's
yes.
where I want to be. So I have no desire really to start dating or that, you know.
Get closer to Jesus is the whole goal.
And,
yeah.
Exactly. Yep, and right now he's pulling me out of my job. He's pulling me out of Minnesota where I currently live, and I'm moving to Utah to work with my sister with this music ministry, and I'm just very excited to see where he is going to lead us.
Wonderful. Yeah, and your whole identity is found in Jesus, child of God, following the Lord, and the calling is holiness. He never said, as one former lesbian once said, be thou heterosexual, for out of the Lord I'm heterosexual, but be thou holy, for out of the Lord I'm holy. So out of a holy life in God, everything else falls into place. Hey, Andy, I want to go back to you, but Amanda, a pleasure meeting you, and we're gonna post a picture of you and your sister. We'll put this video up on YouTube, and many people will be rejoicing. People listening right now are being helped. Some are listening and they're struggling and you're giving them hope, Amanda. Others are in your shoes, Andy, and they're saying, wow, I can pray. I keep praying for my sister. I keep praying for my mom. I keep praying for my brother, and God's going to answer, and there is hope. So Andy, one thing that really mm-hmm. impressed me was the degree that you and your husband gave yourselves to prayer for Amanda. In other words, it was not just a phone call, but it was a phone call that took place after months of prayer and even times hours of prayer. Do you believe that that's a key in terms of how radically Amanda has come to the Lord?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know, because I pray daily, I mean, just in constant prayer in a sense, but obviously, like, I commit specific times every morning, but in the case of praying for my sister, never before, and probably not even since then, has God put such a burden on me to pray for someone specifically. And it was like a constant, she was constantly on my mind. And I can't really explain it. And I know that, you know, the Holy Spirit moves us to pray for different people at different times, and it's a matter of, you know, listening for that and just really being in tune. But never would I have thought that this would transpire from that. It's not that I didn't have faith that he would save her, but just the radical nature of it and the fact that not only has she come out of homosexuality, but in the terms of, like, my Christian journey and the journey of, like, my husband and my family is now going to be, like, intricately intertwined with her journey.
Yes.
And we're seeing that now, you know, as, like, these opportunities for, because we're both musicians, we sing and we write music. And now God is intertwining this, and he's making it very clear that he wants us, like, this was never something that we were supposed to do separately, but obviously, like, we both had to be a child, we had to be his before this was ever possible.
When his purposes come together.
And now we can see him working.
Yeah, when his purposes come together. All right, it's just amazing to hear these words, to hear this testimony. All this week and the beginning of next week, Monday, Tuesday of next week, is our special share-a-thon where we are sharing with you the great fruit that the Lord has produced through this ministry, all to his honor, all to his glory. And it's a joint effort. If you want to see us touch more people like this, if you want to see more lives radically transformed, and those who don't know the Lord coming into his kingdom, stand with us, partner with us, help me to continue to broadcast on these stations and to expand to the many more networks where we have open doors set before us. And friends, there is a price to pay. At the beginning of this segment, we played a clip from the Human Rights Campaign, the world's largest gay activist organization. They have branded me as on their hate list for exporting hate to the nations. I have been branded as a leader of the new radical right by the Southern Poverty Law Center, along with people like the former head of the Black Panthers and the former Grand Wizard of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation has tried to blacklist me from going on national networks as a commentator, saying they shouldn't listen to people like me. There's a price to pay, but I pray it joyfully. Join with me. Listen, my calling is for my head to be like the tip of a battering ram, but I need a team to take that battering ram. We run together and knock those walls of opposition down so freedom can come to the captives. Your gift of any size, it's a critical moment in our ministry. We really do need your help. Your gift of any size will go a long way in helping us meet our obligations on these radio stations and reach many more people through internet, through podcast, through video, through article. Call now, 1-800-278-9978. Give as you're able. Those who have a little can give a little. Those who have a lot can give a lot. The Lord will honor it. It will all go to these radio bills. 1-800-278-9978, so we can continue to speak to the masses, or go online, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on donate. Your gift of any size, I'm sending you my thank you gift, this wonderful mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. It will be one of the most eye-opening things you've ever read in your life. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your partnership in the gospel. My bottom line, together we are making a difference. Together, Jesus is being exalted.